This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The United States on Friday expressed growing concern about the rising Palestinian death toll in the Gaza Strip, where health officials said the number killed in the five-week-old Israeli bombardment had topped 11,000. What we're listening to now is teams at the Al-Quds Hospital working in the dark with flashlights. Fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas militants escalated near and around the overcrowded hospitals in Gaza City. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Chinese Vice Premier Hu Lifeng agreed to intensify communications and committed to work together on a number of issues.
The relationship between the United States and the People's Republic of China is one of the most important relationships of our time.
The two had what they called candid, direct, and productive discussions on Friday in San Francisco, ahead of the Summit of Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC. The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Nigeria, Matthias Schmale, warned the situation in northeast Nigeria remains bad. Schmale reported the rising number of civilians being killed and tortured by Boko Haram because, he says, Boko Haram have become too weak to fight the army. They've turned on civilians.
And we are seeing rising numbers of civilians being killed and tortured because they do random attacks all over the place, which also means it's become less safe for civilians, but also humanitarians.
He said 8 million people need assistance. This is VOA News. Britain's sluggish economy failed to grow in the July to September period, but at least managed to avoid the start of a recession. Figures from the Office of National Statistics showed on Friday, as we hear now from Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
Gross domestic product saw 0% change in the third quarter. It was slightly better than the 0.1% fall predicted by analysts, which many thought would represent the start of a recession. One leading market expert said the economy is not weak enough to reduce core inflation and wage growth quickly. For that reason, they expect Britain's central bank won't be able to cut interest rates until late next year. The Bank of England said last week it expected zero economic growth in 2024, but it kept interest rates at a 15-year high as it tries to fight inflation more than three times its 2% target.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. The U.S. House of Representatives Republicans aim to release a stopgap measure to avert a partial shutdown of the federal government on Saturday, the morning after the Moody's credit agency lowered its outlook on the government's credit rating to negative. A knowledgeable source who spoke on the condition of anonymity said plans for the release of the continuing resolution, or CR, as it's called, were still in flux. It's also unclear what form the measure would take. Authorities say a suspect wanted for assaulting police during the Capitol insurrection in 2021 has surrendered. Here's details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn, who reports he spent 2 days on the run.
The suspect is 47-year-old Gregory Yetman. Authorities say he surrendered in Monroe Township in New Jersey, not far from his home in Helmetta. They say he fled Wednesday when agents came to his home to arrest him. According to USA Today, Yetman is a former military police sergeant in the New Jersey National Guard. He's suspected of using pepper spray against police officers at the U.S. Capitol, a charge he denies. Yetman faces a long list of charges, including assault and committing violent acts in restricted areas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The daytime Emmys are back after being postponed by the Hollywood writers' strike. It'll be the 50th annual ceremony honoring talk shows, soap operas, the stuff that airs on daytime television. It'll be December 15th. It'll be live on the CBS television network and live streamed on the streaming service Paramount+. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.